Good morning. My name is Deborah Banerjee. I'm going to be the moderator for this session. We have a wonderful group of presenters with diverse presentations on diverse areas of interest in the Asian Pacific health arena. And our first speaker is Eva Chang. She is a recent PhD graduate from Johns Hopkins, and she completed a PhD in health policy and management. And she will be speaking about healthcare utilization by neighborhood ethnic concordance.
As Deborah just said, my name is Eva Chang, and thank you for having me here today. I will be discussing some of the research that I've been doing on variation in healthcare utilization among Asian Americans by neighborhood concordance. So, between 2000 and 2050, the U.S. population is projected to increase by 49%. In comparison, the Asian American population is projected to increase by 213%. Much of this population growth is attributed to immigrants, since 61% of Asians are foreign-born. These individuals come from at least 19 countries, which represent over 30 ethnicities and 800 languages and dialects. Access to care is a really complex concept that's been defined by the IOM as having timely use of personal health services to achieve the best health outcome, and it has been associated with a number of outcomes, including better health and quality of life, increased life expectancy, and better detection and prevention of diseases. Important dimensions of measurement of access to care include utilization of healthcare services and the presence or absence of resources that facilitate healthcare access. So given the predicted population increase among Asian Americans, I believe it's more pressing to understand their health and health behaviors. Measuring whether Asians have good access to care is especially important because Asians have similar or greater risks for certain diseases, and this is compounded by the fact that they have lower screening rates and follow-up exams. So improving access to care for Asians will increase early detection of disease and facilitate treatment of medical care in hopes of improving their overall health and quality of life. So since 61% of the Asian population is foreign-born, access to care research takes into consideration acculturation, or in other words, the psychosocial or cultural effects of immigration. Conceptualizations of acculturation have recognized the importance of understanding how communities affect health and health behaviors. So while the terms ethnic neighborhoods and ethnic enclaves in the literature have slightly different connotations, what I essentially am trying to understand is what are communities like based on their ethnic minority proportions. So previous literature in this area have largely excluded Asian Americans at the population level studies because neighborhood level characteristics because of a small number of Asian neighborhoods in the US. Consequently, research in this area has largely focused on blacks and Latinos. These studies have found that, for example, Latinos in heavily Latino neighborhoods have increased health service use. And researchers hypothesize that this might be due to social networks that promote service use. This suggests that Asian communities, too, may have a similar result. A small study by Choi in Hawaii found that some of these neighborhood effects may vary by subgroups. This study looked at Filipino, Marshallese, and Korean immigrant neighborhoods and found that Filipinos have better access to care despite lower income levels and lower education levels because they have better social capital and health resources in the Filipino communities. Residents in specific ethnic neighborhoods may have a contextual effect that can't be measured using personal level factors such as language or time in the U.S. These effects should be better explored since associations may also vary by these ethnic subgroups. So the primary research objective for this study is to understand how neighborhood concordance is associated with access to care and utilization among Asian Americans in California. And then specifically, I want to look at the different cutoffs for neighborhood concordance and how that's associated with access and utilization. So to answer my research question, I used the California Health Interview Survey, which is a biennial cross-sectional random digit dial survey that represents the non-institutionalized population in California. This survey is especially rich in ethnicity and demographic information and is administered in multiple Asian languages. I also use the 2010 census tract information to link with the ethnic composition information at the census tract level. For this study, I looked at adults 18 to 64 years old. Children and elderly were excluded because they've been found to have different health accessing behaviors. And specifically, the populations I looked at were all Asians, Chinese, Filipinos, and Vietnamese. So for this study, I looked at four primary outcomes, largely because of what was available in the data set. These outcomes were having one or more doctor's visit in the past year, having had a usual source of care, experienced a delay in medical care in the past 12 months, and experiencing a delay in prescription medication in the past 12 months. I've also provided you with the years of the data that I used, and then also the unweighted sample sizes. So how one defines neighborhood concordance hasn't been well established in the health literature. I've come across many ways to measure neighborhood concordance, so I wanted to measure several cutoffs that I either observed or thought was appropriate to test for Asians in California. I ended up creating a binary indicator to look at how census tracts with more than 50%, more than 40%, more than 26%, and 10% are associated with health utilization and access. 50% and 40% were used because they've been widely used in the literature for Blacks and Latino populations. 26 I used because it's double the California population size. And I also wanted to see something smaller, especially because there are smaller percentages of other ethnicities within the population. So I also looked at 10%, or more than 10%. So I ran multivariable logistic regression models to examine odds of living in a concordant neighborhood versus not living in a concordant neighborhood, and how that was associated with my different health outcomes. And I looked at that using all Asians, and then I stratified by each of the ethnic groups. I also controlled for a number of the standard Anderson in a Day health behavioral model variables, and then also because of the high immigrant population, I also controlled for English proficiency and length of residence. For the all-Asian model, I also controlled for ethnicity. So if we look at the study population, looking at the unweighted percentages, we see these are just columns of percentages of Asian Americans living in concordant neighborhoods, looking at Asians, Chinese, Filipinos, and Vietnamese in that order. And then for each subgroup is greater than 10% concordance on your far left, on your whatever the side is left, and then greater than 50% on your right. And you see that, not surprisingly, there are lots, there's more than 30% of individuals that live in 10% or more concordant neighborhoods for all of the groups. But then this drops down precipitously once you look at neighborhoods that have more than 50% concordance to about 4% among Chinese and 4% among Vietnamese, and much lower for both all Asians and for Filipinos. The percentages of the different outcomes by groups are actually quite high and quite similar across all of the groups. And you see that for having more than one doctor's visit, you have everyone is about 75% or greater having more than one doctor's visit. Usual source of care is quite high at about 80% or more for all of the groups, while delay in medical care and prescription medication is quite low at 15% and less than 10%. So for the next couple of slides, I'll be showing you the adjusted odds ratios using for the different study populations using forest plots. So each set of dots are adjusted odds ratios by the outcomes, and then each dot is one of the neighborhood concordance cutoffs, and the lines coming out of them are the 95% confidence intervals. I want to clarify that each dot is a separate regression model. And that higher odds, so I consider that the higher odds, so above the one for having a doctor's visit and having a usual source of care is considered good, while having lower odds of delay in medical care and delay in prescription medication is also considered good. What I find most interesting is not just what is significant, which, you know, with small population groups, we may not find significant differences, but also we see a lot of really interesting trends. So for here you see that having a doctor's visit, and you, there isn't much difference as you get increasingly higher concordance in your neighborhoods. However, with usual source of care, you see a downward gradient that shows worsening odds of usual source of care as the neighborhood gets more concordant. Also, there isn't much of a difference in delay in medical care, but it's also very interesting to see what happened with delay in prescription medication. It seems to be getting worse as you go from 10%, 26 and 40%, but then it drops down, and you're significantly lower odds of delay in medication for neighborhoods with 50% of concordance. Among Chinese, We see similar trends as we saw for all Asians, especially pointing out that among the Chinese, those living in 40% concordant or more and 50% concordant or more have significantly lower usual source of care. The trend in delay in medical care is not significant, though it does trend downward, but then seems to jump up and get worse in neighborhoods with 50% or more Chinese. So delay in prescription medication didn't run for any of my subgroup analyses. For Filipinos, we do see slightly different trends. As particularly unusual source of care, we see that those living in more than 10%, 26%, and 40% actually have better odds of usual source of care, and this is significant for those living in greater than 26% concordant neighborhoods. However, this also starts to trend downwards when you're in the 50% or more concordant neighborhood. And experiencing a delay in medical care also seems to trend upwards and get worse for Filipinos, and the 50% didn't run for the Filipino population. So finally, with the Vietnamese adults, you see worsening odds of having a doctor's visit as you get into a more concentrated neighborhood of Vietnamese, and with having usual source of care, especially with significantly lower odds of having a doctor's visit in a neighborhood with 50% or more. Interestingly, though, although utilization usual source of care gets worse as neighborhoods become more concordant, there's actually a significantly lower odds of delay in care for Vietnamese living in areas with 40% or more Vietnamese. So, what does this all tell me is that all of these findings are super mixed, and I really would welcome some help from you guys to help with this interpretation. But the culmination for these results suggests to me that living in a highly concordant neighborhood has both beneficial and detrimental effects, depending on the group. For all the groups, living in an increasingly concordant neighborhood largely is not associated with doctor's visits, except for Vietnamese, but it does seem to reduce having a usual source of care. However, delay in care and medication sometimes decreases as neighborhoods are more concordant, while sometimes increases. These findings may be due to the different beliefs and practices that immigrants bring with them, such as focusing on acute care and only going to the doctor when they're sick. Although not directly losing out on access, these individuals lose out on the benefits of having a usual source of care, such as care coordination or early prevention or detection of disease that are associated with usual source of care. However, there's an occasional difference in trends in some really dense areas, and I was thinking this might be due some of to the great targeted work that community groups and health centers do that target areas of that are densely populated by one group. It's also evident from these results that the neighborhoods are quite different for each of the subgroups. The mixed results may be due to different immigration histories, cultures, beliefs, and so on and so forth, and that each of these groups bring very individual beliefs with them, and this emphasizes the need for researching and understanding Asians as a disaggregated population. So, as with all studies, this one has some limitations. The first is that these results are unique to California and may not be generalizable to the U.S. California has the largest percentage of Asians in the country residing in it, and its healthcare system may have adapted to serve this population. There may also be some selection bias, as the survey is not administered in all of the Asian languages that are native to the respondents, and low response rates are also likely among illegal immigrants. However, these are both very conservative limitations, so I'm not too concerned about them. But then, despite combining multiple years of data, you've probably noticed some of the really wide confidence intervals. And so there may be some issues with power, which, again, not unexpected with small populations. So despite these limitations, I think the study has some very considerable strengths. It uses representative survey data and CHIS oversamples on Asian populations and samples in multiple languages, which is very important in reducing biases in the population surveyed. Finally, this is the first study of its kind, and it makes important contributions to understanding neighborhood effects among Asian Americans. So there are several important implications to this work, and I wanted to highlight a few of them. The first and foremost, of course, is disaggregated research among Asian Americans. My study found that the ethnic groups are very different from each other and underscores the need to understand these groups separately. New HHS standards on data collection to expand the race-ethnicity question and to oversample among the minority groups will help make more data available for researchers and to help develop baseline information and monitor changes in health and behaviors among Asians. From a measurement standpoint, I think it'd also be important to look at other ways to measure neighborhood components or even other neighborhood characteristics. Specifically, I chose binary cutoffs for simplicity and also for a way to make a policy statement, but it may also be useful to look at different categories or even a continuous variable. Finally, the study suggests there's a need to better understand whether it is the neighborhood characteristics themselves that are altering access to care among Asian Americans, or if it's really the unmeasured individual characteristics that are explaining these associations. Anyway, thank you very much. I want to acknowledge the support from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality for supporting my dissertation work. Thank you.